On Monday morning, the Easton Bears, as a 6 seed, defeated Van Buren, the number 3 seed, 56-48, as the Bears advanced to the semifinal round. That will be played on Thursday evening here at the Cross Center. Big game for Matthew Pegler. He had 20 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. Austin Carver had 14 points and 5 rebounds as the duo combined for 34. After these messages, you'll hear from Pegler and Carver, and also from the Bears coach, Bradley Tass.
I could, but I'm not gonna.
Herring Brothers Meats is a family-owned and operated business located in Guilford, Maine. We operate a local retail meat market and a full-time USDA-inspected meat slaughterhouse, smokehouse, and processing plant. The company has been in business since the 1920s and is now run by the third and fourth generation. Herring Brothers has a wide variety of meat products available, from whole sides of beef and pork, roasting pigs, to individual steaks and boxes of wicked good beef jerky.
Since 1946, Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft has been a part of a community, helping generations of Maine families. Now that it's back to school, Rowell's Garage reminds you to slow down and always stop for school buses. Rowell's Garage is proud to provide school bus service for S8068. And when it's time for a new-to-you vehicle or maintaining your current ride, the team at Rowell's Garage gives you superior service, not just during the sale, but after the sale, too. You can trust their ASC-certified mechanics to get repairs done the first time, on time. If you've been searching for a pre-owned vehicle you can depend on, you'll discover a great selection at Rowell's Garage. Come see for yourself by browsing the lot without feeling the pressure of a big dealer. And don't forget their on-site automatic state-of-the-art drive-through car wash this fall. See them on Facebook for updates. You can also visit their easy-to-browse website to search for your next new-to-you vehicle. From cars, crossovers, SUVs, and trucks, find yours at rowellsgarage.com.
Yeah, Matthew Pegler with me after 56-48 win.
Hey, so Matt, looking at it, turning point for you, you hit some big threes early.
Yeah.
Did that give you a lot of confidence out there?
Yeah, I was in warm-ups and I was hitting a lot of threes and carried over to the game, so I just kept letting it fly.
At the end of the second quarter, they had the lead. What adjustment did you guys make in that second half to hold them to 6 points?
Just sharpen up on defense and be patient on offense, and we did it and we got business done.
So move on to the semis. Tell me you wanted to make some noise. Is this some of the noise you wanted to make?
Absolutely, and this is only the beginning.
Thanks, Matt.
The third time you played them, that helped you guys be comfortable coming in, that you played them already twice this season?
Yeah, we knew who we needed to stop, and he ended up fouling out late in the game, so that gave us a big boost of confidence, and we had a good shot at winning the game.
And, just talking about the effort, a couple of you guys that they didn't score to the fourth quarter, but they really came up big. Owen and Cody, they didn't score to the fourth quarter, and Cooper Kinney went 4-for-4 from the line. They gave up big one that mattered most. Didn't they?
Yeah, everybody on here gave 100%, and they just played well, and they stuck to their roles, and we got the job done.
All right, thanks. After these messages, you'll hear from Easton coach Bradley Trask.
If you are a coach, a booster, a PTA leader, Maine Athletic Fundraising is the choice to help you make money. Maine Athletic Fundraising works with both high school and youth programs of all ages to make you the most amount of money in the least amount of time. No risk, no minimums. Call them today, 207-468-1759, or check them out online, maineathleticfundraising.com.
Hi, this is Elijah Ames from Ames Chiropractic Wellness Center in Bangor and Lincoln. Are you experiencing pain from sports injuries that are keeping you on the sideline? If so, Ames Chiropractic can help you get back in your game. My dad, Dr. Rick, and I have been working as a team to help athletes get back to the activities they love faster and feeling better than ever. If you're experiencing pain while playing a sport you love, come see us at Ames Chiropractic, and we'll put you on a custom treatment program, which may include chiropractic care, massage, and the Arconia laser. Have you recently experienced a painful sports injury? Utilizing the healing power of the Arconia laser, we can help speed up your recovery time, getting you back on the field. How about a concussion? Yep, we can help your recovery there too. Don't let your pain or sports injury keep you down. Schedule an appointment with Ames Chiropractic today by calling 907-AMES or visiting ameschiro.net. Relief is in sight at Ames Chiropractic Wellness Center in Bangor and Lincoln, helping you to naturally feel and be your very best.
If you need a place to stay during tourney week, give Charles and a call at 207-992-2820 or visit their website at thecharlesinn.com, located in downtown Bangor at 20 Broad Street in West Market Square.
that Coach Bradley Trask with me after a 56-48 Easton win in the quarterfinal game this morning. Coach, is it an advantage playing the team three times?
It definitely is. You know, they always say it's hard to beat a team three times. We're both very familiar with each other, so we had an idea of what they were going to come out with. I'm sure they expected the same from us. I think it gives kids a little bit of ease knowing what they're coming into. But, you know, what a great game.
Sure was. You know, just talk about the effort of a couple of your players. Matthew came up big. I had him with, 19 points and 8 rebounds and 3 assists. Kind of the leader out there on the floor, isn't he?
Absolutely. You know, he's been on this team since he was a freshman. And he's really taking a leader role this year. And he's come up for us big in some big games. He has that senior mentality. He's quick. And he knows when to kind of take control of the game.
Can you talk about effort? A couple of Owen and Cody, they didn't score until the fourth quarter, but they came up big. And also Cooper hitting 4 big free throws.
Yep. So Owen and Cody, you know, they've been guys that have come off the bench. They've been our first guys off the bench, and they had a big game today. You know, they really helped kind of solidify our defense there at the end of the third, beginning of the fourth quarter, and they came up big for us.
All right. Thank you.
After these messages, you'll hear from Austin Carver.
For all your jewelry needs, go to TJ's Jewelry. We do all our work on site as well as same-day ring sizing by appointment. Give us a call at 207-368-3349 or stop in at 7 Mill Street in downtown Newport. Good luck to all our local teams.
Celebrating over 50 years of community pride, Lincoln, Maine Federal Credit Union.
There's a spirit in our people, some call a sense of pride. A building, growing feeling that comes from deep inside.
What's your checking account doing for you? Is it just a place to store your money? What if you could earn money with it? At Lincoln, Maine Federal Credit Union, they offer both high interest and rewards-based checking accounts that do just that. Stop in and open one. It takes no time at all, and before long, you'll not only see a little extra money, but you'll be part of the Lincoln Maine Federal Credit Union family, where you'll enjoy the friendly, helpful service they've offered for over half a century. Find them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at LincolnMaineFCU.com.
Hometown community spirit, hometown community pride.
Lincoln Maine Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Got Austin Carver with me after a 56-48 Easton win this morning, quarterfinal game. First of all, Austin, you played them twice in the regular season. That helped you get comfortable on this floor?
Yeah, it definitely did. Last season we got here, and it feels like it's home already.
Yeah.
It feels home.
And, you know, you hit 4 free throws in the fourth quarter. Cooper hit 4 free throws in the fourth quarter. You guys practice those a lot?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much all we practice. Yeah. We were pretty bad at the beginning of the season. Now we're pretty good.
You know, just talk about Van Buren and kind of what the game plan was against them coming in.
Contain Morales and contain Perot. That was pretty much the game plan.
Yeah, now go on to the semifinals. You know much about these two teams, Skank and Deer Isle?
Deer Isle, we have no clue, but we played Skank last year. And Skank's a good team.
All right, thank you.